Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
Hare Krishna. So,
wonderful.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So yes, we are very eager to hear from you. The thirsty ears of devotees are waiting for your nectarian topic, the inspiration, and keeping the inspiration.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you all very much for welcoming me to this Zoom call. I consider it a great honor, but also a great opportunity for me to share what I saw in His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and also share with you some ideas how you can keep the tremendous amount of spiritual inspiration which was flowing from him, like the Ganga which flows out of Gomukh and then goes to the plains. Now before I start, I just want to know, I got a virtual garland today from Radha Syam Sundar. Are these the deities in Vrindavan or the deities which Radha Syam Sundar, please?
Yes, Maharaj, these are from Vrindavan.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you. I think anyone who has been in the association of His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj has received from him so much spiritual strength that he will treasure those moments. In our language, we call this inspiration. The spirit comes into you. In spirit, the inspiration comes to you. The spirit comes to you. And naturally the question is, how can we keep this strength, this inspiration, this enthusiasm alive? And yes, let me try to share with you some thoughts. But first let me offer my obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Somehow I was fortunate that His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj considered me a close friend and shared many of his thoughts. In hindsight, I know that he considered many, many, if not the whole world, his close friend. So I can't claim any speciality, but I nevertheless am very happy to have had such a relationship. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is said that we become mindful of someone we love when we hear about him. This happened a few years ago with me. I became again very mindful of His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. I was at a Pandavasena retreat in near London, England, and was delivering a seminar with various parts. And there were other seminar givers also, or lecture givers, amongst them Bhuta Bhavana. Perhaps you know, he's a disciple of His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj in London now. And Bhuta Bhavana shared with all of us a quote which came from Maharaj, which immediately brought back to memory many, many of the time, the times when I was happy to meet him. And I would like to share with you this quote. I will read it very slow because it is packed with a lot of information. If your desire to serve is beyond your capacity, but still you act without hesitation, that is the moment where empowerment happens. Let us unpack this statement. If your desire to serve is beyond your present capacity, in other words, you want to do something that is bigger than your own talents, your own intelligence, and your various strengths. But you don't become discouraged, but still act without hesitation. That's the moment when Krishna sees, wow, this devotee is very serious. He wants to do what ordinarily would be impossible for him or her. Let me help. And at that time, the empowerment is felt, and the devotee who acts beyond his capabilities will find that all of a sudden things become possible for him that were not possible before. And when he asks or she asks the question, how is this happening? I can't do this. I'm not so intelligent. I'm not so capable. Then he has to conclude that this is because of the extraordinary strengths of Guru and Krishna that was invested in me. Such a sentence can only come from an inspired personality who knows that impossible is a word that cannot be found in the dictionary of a spiritually intelligent person, because such a person will know, on my own I'm unable to do certain things, but with the help and with the empowerment it is well possible. I would like to share with you a few principles of that were applied by His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and which I saw with my eyes. First of all, I did meet him the first time in Jin. How do you call this town in English? Geneva. It's a town in Switzerland. They say Genève. There. So he had visited our little castle by the lake as part of the Bhaktivedanta library party. They were going to universities and convincing librarians and professors to order sets of Srila Prabhupada's books, not only the published one, but also the ones which were yet to be published in the future. Maharaj was, I think, the really able to distribute a lot. So The party, the book distribution party, had come to our temple from where they would go to the universities and to academic institutions. So once in the morning, I clearly remember I had to visit the bathroom. It was maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. I passed a place. It was like a hall of the temple, in order to go to the bathroom. And there I saw Maharaj chanting. But my dear devotees, what type of chanting? I cannot forget. It is engraved in my memory. He was standing. He was facing a wall to, I guess, to get the echo of the sound. And he was chanting with his eyes closed in a totally absorbed way. Yes, his body was in Geneva, in our temple, in the hall where we received our guests. But really, his spirit, his mind, his whole persona was in the holy name. I developed so much respect by seeing him in a very private moment when he related or addressed Krishna in his in a very personal way. He reminded me of something I had heard about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Thakur would sit early in the morning outside in a cement chair. It was made from cement, bricks and cement. And he would chant, and his neighbor heard him chanting and said, it seemed he was calling for someone. So also when I saw Bhaktitirtha Maharaj absorbed in the holy name like that, it seemed he was calling, he was addressing, he was in contact with someone. And I believe that's the strength of his empowered action, his empowered intelligence. He really called for Krishna in his private life. And when he was not on the big stage and not talking to politicians like we saw in that beautiful video clip just now, he was talking to Krishna. He was communicating with Krishna, and from that divine connection he derived all his amazing enthusiasm, his amazing strengths. Maharaj came a few times to a place in South France, which the Swiss Yatra was operating. It was a big agricultural place where there were with a nice facilities for festivals, and we always did the Swiss summer camp, or Swiss summer retreat is maybe a better way to say it, at this place. So he would come also there. And I remember when I still didn't know him so well, he came and he brought a big drum, a drum which maybe is used by the shamans with him. And so we were doing an outside a kirtan. We had a lot of guests and friends. We were sitting around a big bonfire. It was the evening and we were singing, and then I became aware that someone had entered this big assembly, somehow you could not fail to notice His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He came in really walking very enthusiastic, with strength and devotion and just a personality from an inspired world. And I immediately stopped my kirtan and requested Maharaj to lead the kirtan. He was hesitant at the beginning, and then he chanted. Soon he was on his feet. He pulled this big round drum, I think you will have seen it, and he started to chant. And I still remember our guests were mainly from Switzerland, you know, kind of reserved, kind of Swiss, just Swiss. If you are from Europe, you know Swiss people are always a little... How would you say, call a little bit by themselves, maybe, or so at least they did not, you know, it was an unusual sight to see someone at a meditative kirtan with a big drum and pounding on the drum, and then he started to dance, but within minutes the whole assembly around the bonfire had become inspired. Let us remember the English word, no, the Latin word, inspirare. That's where the English word comes from. Inspirare means to inhale breath, the breath of life, into someone or something, and then that someone or something which has now a new breath of life starts to act in extraordinary ways. So he was really breathing life in us. He was inspiring us in the true sense of the word, you know, where it comes from, the Latin origin of the word. And we were soon dancing, and the devotees and guests and friends, it was a big assembly, left their Swiss reserve behind and were immediately very much responding. They were dancing like you don't believe a Swiss person can dance. I didn't need much encouragement. I like to dance with inspired dancers also. But this was really something I have never seen before. It was really something else. It was really very, very amazing. I was astonished. I'm still astonished. At that time, we started our walks. Whenever I met with Maharaj, we scheduled some personal time. Often when we walked, but also I visited him and we stayed in his room, as it was appropriate. You know, if there are no walking ways nearby, then you can't walk. So I remember two things he shared with me in this walk. One, both of them are very thought-provoking. He shared with me how he became convinced that Srila Prabhupada is his spiritual master. He had been a spiritual practitioner. He had learned from various spiritual traditions before, and he had met Prabhupada and his devotees. During this time, he became witness of a very unfortunate incident. There were some black devotees who wanted to open a preaching center in a part of New York where the black community lives. You will have to help me. Was it Harlem or the... I think Harlem. I'm not 100% sure. These devotees of black origin had addressed their plan to some devotees who were of the white color. And the devotees of the white color had made a disparaging comment. It's so painful for me that I will not repeat this comment, which Maharaj heard. But a very, you know, comment where you think, my God, are they on the material platform? And this comment discouraged Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He was a new devotee. He looked for a spiritually enlightened movement, but the fact that older devotees could make a comment which showed that they had not really understood the spiritual philosophy, how the soul is free from from demarcated distinctions. This is a word which he used for this, you know, where you demarcated distinctions. You can look it up in the dictionary what it means. He thought, this is not a movement for me, and he went to Srila Prabhupada to say goodbye. So when Prabhupada heard why our Maharaj was disappointed, he could understand. It was very disappointing. And he said, they are nonsense who made this racial comment. They are nonsense. Listen to this. And you are also nonsense. They are nonsense because they are in Maya. And you are nonsense because you take their Maya so serious. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said to me, at this moment, I knew that he is my guru. Only the guru can speak so heavy and cut you from your previous thoughts. Wow. Then we continued to walk. And then the talk turned to where our movement is at the present moment. And at that time, there were some problems were there in ISKCON, which had been done by, which were caused by leaders. And then Maharaj told me something that I've never forget. He said, we must be in Krishna consciousness, not because of the facilities Krishna consciousness offers us. There are so many leaders who are not yet advanced devotees, but who have been given facilities, an office, certain privileges, certain, maybe a following, influence, dominion over vast amounts of Lakshmi. But unfortunately, their inner development has not yet been to the full satisfaction. And he said, there are many people in organizations who cling on to these organizations only because of the facilities which they get. But this is not the purpose. You know, it made me think very deeply about the essence of spiritual life, which is to develop a relationship, a loving relationship through our service to Shri Krishna. And when he discussed this, that why should we mistake the shadow with the essence, I became very, very thankful, because our discussion soon left the particular disturbance which was at that time in ISKCON. We talked in general about how easy it is to mistake the shadow which is caused by the essence, by the object, with the object. I was very, very, I thought, wow, here I have an essence seeker. That was very nice. I will share two more incidences so that you can see how an inspired leader speaks, how an inspired guru speaks. These are brief things which I noticed. Maharaj would come also frequently or regularly to Croatia. I was preaching at that time also in the Balkan areas, and Croatia is one small country in that huge area. And Maharaj would visit also the other countries in the Balkans. And it became clear to all of us, somehow Maharaj had a way to go to the politicians and to inspire them very deeply. I remember he could go where no one else of us could go, and leave sets of Prabhupada's books there, leave the people with a call of action, actually, something which they did. A very influential speaker. So he just came. I can't remember very clearly. It was a gathering which the Indian consulate had organized, where the politicians of Croatia had come. And I must say, I was really, really appreciating Maharaj for the ability to go there and to leave the people with a message. We saw just moments ago this video, and remember, there were all these garlanded people. These were all high-ranked politicians. I recognized some of them. I think it must have been in South Africa, this gathering, because I think I recognized Buthelezi, the chief of the Zulu people, and also I think I remember I saw the former president of South Africa. There were really high-ranking politicians, and he did not speak vaguely. He talked about holy name, and we are a soul, and we are part of God, and really the essential messages. So he had just come from another gathering like that, and we were doing Harinam Sankirtan on the streets of Croatia. So he joined us. He brought his big drum again. He pounded the rhythm of the drum, there are beautiful video recordings of that Harinam, where he danced in a very elegant and inspiring way. Now, what I want to show with this is his ability to inspire all types of people, like it is said in the prayers to the six Goswamis. They were inspiring to the saintly and the ruffians. So Maharaj had the way to go to the high class ranking people. And then he went right with the Harinam party on the streets, passing pubs and all these things which you find on the street. I saw that in Russia as well. He would be in the morning with politicians, and in the afternoon he would be in these huge festivals and inspire the devotees like anything. So this is what I witnessed with my ears. Now, if you want to keep the inspiration which you have received from our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, there are a few things which I would like to suggest. All these things, these points, I would like to share with you, rest on one principle. The principle is, you must surround yourself with a culture of inspiration in order to be inspired. Think of it like botany. You have a good seed, let us say a mango seed. You need to now plant this seed into the right type of earth, which has minerals, salts, and various other nourishing ingredients in there. Only with the right type of earth will the seed be nourished and grow into a mango tree with delicious mango fruits. In the same way, you need to surround yourself with inspiring an inspiring environment. Otherwise, your energies will be drained and your good intentions will be not more than pious dreams. They will not be fulfilled. Surround yourself with the right people. Create an intellectually stimulating niveau. Niveau means like atmosphere, by reading the right type of spiritual literature. Bhagavatam is very, very, is a must. See that in your life you have what they call, the desert people call it oases, you know, places where you can go when you are crossing the desert and you find fresh water, maybe sweet dates that grow on date trees. You find a good place to rest and can recharge. It's so important. If you wish to keep the inspiration, you need to have a nourishing and stimulating environment. And it's up to you to create this, where you have those things which can give you impulses, which can give you nourishment, which can give you strength, which can give you a vision, which can give you a mission, and so on. We are human beings. If we don't have a nourishing environment, it will be very difficult for us, very difficult to move on in our spiritual life. Therefore, I very much like this call. I would like to leave you with another idea. There is a lecture of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, which we could call the Awakening the Dead lecture. This is my title. It's not titled like that. You will not find it in the internet. It's a lecture which Maharaj gave in Mayapur. I think he was there as a member of the GBC, and he gave one Bhagavatam lecture where he talked really about the essential principles of Krishna consciousness. I will listen to this lecture. I have listened to this lecture regularly. I like to listen to it again and again. But I would like to see, does anyone here know the lecture I'm referring to, and could they put it on the chat? If you don't know the lecture, I know that Bhuta Bhavana Prabhu, he has sent this lecture to me, and we can definitely request him to kindly give us the idea of this lecture. Let me see, I see something. No, these are devotees who entered the waiting room. Let us say, Srila Bhakti, where he had the... I think Protecting Srila Prabhupada's House is the name of the lecture. Thank you very much. Please, everyone, note this down. You must listen to this lecture. It is amazing. Protecting Srila Prabhupada's House. Thank you. I'm also... Yes. This is a lecture which will infuse you with the strength and inspiration you might want at this moment in your spiritual life. Keeping the inspiration is possible if we remain mindful of the person who inspires us, and that is possible if we have if we do two things. We listen to what our Maharaj has said. We can read his books. We follow his teachings. One is of creating an environment in your life with friends, literature, activities, and so on. But now I want to close my lecture by giving you another tip how you can keep the inspiration. Please listen very carefully, because this point will most probably lead you out of your comfort zone if you follow it. There is a verse in the Bhakti Ratnaka which says, Bhakti belongs to each devotee. It's each devotee's personal treasure. However, it is often a hidden treasure. Bhakti, however, can be accessed by the devotee if he helps other people to acquire it. You will see, when you want to keep the inspiration of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, become a preacher that shares bhakti. You may not be able to travel all around the world and give lectures all over the world. You can elevate people in your family, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your district, or in your country. And it is not very difficult. You just tell them what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, and that will be able, that will help you to really raise on the spiritual platform of deep inspirations. This is what I saw in Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj from the first moment where I saw him. He was in Geneva. We say here Geneva. He was in Geneva as someone who shared Krishna consciousness with, I think he went to the UN. They have a huge, many buildings there and so on. I thank you very much for inviting me. I have gone 4 minutes over time. I apologize. I know you have a lot of other things on the program. I must say, before I leave you, I want to greet affectionately our Bhakti Dira Damoda Maharaj. I see you, Maharaj, in the pictures. It is my great pleasure to see you. Please be merciful to me. Shower your compassion on us. I want to say goodbye to all of you now. Param Gati, our host. Let's see, so many nice. I'm just looking at the gallery here. Gora. Wow, so many wonderful devotees. Valentina, Haribol, Gopikanta, Matsya Das. Wow. Pavitra, I know you. Sanat Kumar, Jagannivas is here. Chandravali, Dhritavrata is here. Wow, Haridev Prabhu and Hari Prana. Wonderful, my God. Wonderful devotees. Saki Vrinda. Balabhadra Prabhu, Hare Krishna. very, very nice. I see every one of you here. Modern technology makes it possible. Yeah, so many. I will not. Gaur Prabhu, Hari Bol, I remember you from Croatia. Fly away with me. Yes, we want to do that. So nice to see you. Yes, I will not. I should actually. This is a rare luxury. But let me get off the call. You have many more important things to do than listen to me being blissful to see the Vaishnavas. I thank you very much. I unfortunately have to go. I have today. What is it? 3 other preaching engagements. One is even a physical one in the town of Berlin. So I will have to run now. Thank you very much and have a wonderful conference and program. Hare Krishna, Hari Bo.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you. We are very happy to have you with us with your nectar. You didn't remember to mention Maharaj started the Mela the Kirtan Mela. He's the director for Kirtan Mela. Having a retreat, having a retreat. All these are wonderful inspiration from His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. Yeah, I'm really grateful to have you with us. Thank you.